And if we're talking about the experiencing, there are just six kinds of experiencing, then we could say.
Mm-hmm.
So six kinds of dhammas to be known.
Six stories.
But we, our natural inclination is to want to know more about the attachment and the aversion and the ignorance and that sort of thing. So that's because of attachment to self and not understanding that the world is just a world of six doorways that are to be known.
Because there are usually wrong understanding of everything, taking it for something permanent. Many people are sitting here, see? No understanding of any reality.
And in reality, that is just the idea of many people is conditioned by what is being experienced through the eye door at the present moment.
Thinking.
And sometimes the ear
yes.
door and thinking.
Thinking of that which is seen.
There must be a lot of thinking about what is seen.
Mm-hmm.
It just occurs to me that if lobha or dosa or that kind of things, akusala or akusala, seem to appear to us more clearly than the characteristic of what appears, because it's repeated seven times in the javana, isn't it?
Javana?
The word, yeah. or harness is more obvious.
Just know what appears. Is it enough? What really appears, what really can appear, a reality, that's all. Is it far or near? That which appears now, far or near?
Near
or far? When one says it's near, how near it is? No thinking whether it's here or there. Otherwise, it's only idea about that which is seen again. Because there's thinking already when we think about far or near, not the understanding of its word object as it is. So how rapidly it arises and falls away to be seen. And that's the truth of it. We are learning to understand the truth of everything which appears. To see the anothingness, to understand the anothingness.
What I meant when I said near is because often we think, or people think, visible objects are so difficult or so far away or something like that, but at a moment of when visible object appears or when it's known, there's no idea of how often or how many or how far, because it's just appearing at that moment, so it's not far away, or there's just no, it's just that which appears there.
Ajahn, just to return to a comment you made just a little while ago about it being more important to know the citta which experiences than the object which is experienced. It occurs to me that the difficulty with that is that there is such strong clinging to experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that akusala makes it so much harder to understand
mm-hmm.
experiencing. It seems like it's the very basis of self experiencing.
Yes.
Has to be known, right? Yeah.
Who's coming? Who's coming?
Well, she stopped the noise of the car.
Visible object or what? Of for primary rupas or citta cetasika? Thinking.
Asavas.
Many moments.
Before lunch, I talked to Admiral Noppadon about Vetana. And Admiral Noppadon wondered that Vetana that we can aware is our Vetana inside and Vetana outside. Vetana outside means Vetana of other person. But how can we know that Vetana of other person, can that be present or unpresent? We're just thinking.
At the moment of thinking, it's not the awareness of feeling at all.
So when we saw somebody crying, and we think that
that is thinking.
Just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really awareness of mm-hmm. Vedana. And how can we how can we aware of the outside Vedana if we...
Again.
How?
Again, just this or that, or whatever, it doesn't matter. By conditions, not by intention to be aware of such and such. Yeah, when one is watching TV or movies, whose vedana is there? Snow White's Vedana, oh, whose Vedana? Popeye's Vedana, or one's own Vedana? See? When this idea of Popeye's Vedana, can there be understanding of one's own Vedana at that moment of having the other's Vedana as object of thinking? No need to try. It depends on understanding that there is no one at that moment. Only awareness is aware of a reality. Otherwise, it's only concept.
So the question is there such possibility for awareness to be aware of others' Vedana?
Any moment of taking something for being or whatever, there can be understanding of what reality is there, not only Vedana.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, when understanding develops, there's no idea of my Vedana or their Vedana, is just Vedana reality at that moment, which conventionally speaking we refer to as mine or theirs, but actually only the characteristic of Vedana itself can ever be known at that moment.
Is there a distinction between it arises there and here?
Thinking. It's only thinking at that moment, like at the moment of thinking of my Vedana versus Nina's. It's actually just a moment of thinking, because Vedana itself arises, but it's anatta. So okay. There can be awareness of Vedana. So but in, for example, in the Satipatthana Sutta, it refers to internal and external. Like Ajahn said, at a moment of thinking about another's unhappiness or tears, at that moment of thinking, that thinking can be the object of awareness, at the moment of thinking of that Vedana. But actually the only reality that can be known at that moment is thinking, or the characteristic of Vedana that appears.
Okay.
I touched Kunina, who's madness.
just hardness that we're so used to taking for Nina or something.
But you see that at moment when hardness, the actual one, appears, there is the idea of my or not my, see? Even that should be understood as just a reality. It doesn't belong to anyone. But as long as there's the idea as my hardness, there's clinging, taking that hardness for me or mine. Not really understanding hardness as just a reality. It's the same like touching something hard. At that moment, when hardness appears, as usual, it's not me. But when there is the understanding of it, even not table or anything, only hardness appears. So that is the meaning of the Mahasatipatthana, no matter inside or outside.
When someone was asking the other day about Kayanupassana, because the hardness is taken for my body, which is so important, but actually it's just hardness, reality that's experienced. And because understanding hasn't developed enough, there's always the idea of my feeling or his feeling inside or outside, but actually only feeling that's ever experience that ever appears.
And one can understand the meaning of hardness does not belong to anyone, not me or the other at all. Only hardness is there. No one there.
More questions or comments about Vedana or Jagrat?
In Thai session a week ago, Than Ajahn mentioned about aware of seeing, not concerned about the position. Seeing is not in front, or not seeing the back. If we aware of the seeing, no position. I would like Than Ajahn to explain more about this. Seeing is seeing.
Yes, but where is seeing now?
Seeing. If we identify where, so that's thinking.
Yeah, there is still my seeing and my eyes, see? But when there is no one, nothing else but seeing and visible object, that is the moment of understanding a reality. Because seeing itself does not know about hearing and thinking and anything at all. It just arises, it sees, and that's all. No one there. But when there's the idea of something, or what is it? or what's the object of seeing, then it's I who thinks about seeing and visible object.
Even with that we see in front of us, so it's not seeing.
Pardon?
When we are aware that seeing in front.
In front?
In front of.
So it's located somewhere at the body.
So it's thinking.
So it's still my body and my seeing, yeah?
This is applied to other sense nodes.
What about fire in the forest and fire in stove?
It's the same. Same fire.
Mm-hmm. No one, just there. No place like stove or forest at moment of understanding fire as fire. A reality which is hot.
So as you mentioned about the Satipatthana Sutta, so there's a cash question and it's ignorance is asking the question. So it's why the Buddha mentioned about the 7 days and 7 weeks, 7 months and years.
To whom and for whom?
To the people who are listening to him.
Who can? By conditions, that's all. Not to everyone. Because they can be less than 7 days, less than 7 months, like Bahya.
So it was just a matter of seeing.
To understand but that all depends on conditions, no matter what you talk about, a day of seven.
Mm-hmm.
Now more than 7 days. And more than 7 months, and more than 7 years, yeah. More than 7 lives to write thing about it. Wishing, hoping, or what?
No, not at all. Just that.
It means that by right conditions only can be that long.
Why the Buddha didn't say just like, okay.
When he talked about 1 day, you might doubt, why not 7 days? Yeah? And always keep on, why not?
And why didn't he just say by conditions?
Yes, he thought from the very beginning, Dhamma, yeah?
I think also we could say it reinforces what he said at the beginning of the sutta, that this is the only way. So he ends by saying, then if this way is followed, then there is this assurance. And we can take the statement of hours and days, weeks, months as just being a reinforcement of that. He knew people would ask how long.
And doubt, why not 1 day or 2 days?
We've talked about how thinking follows seeing all the time and thinking with Dagusala. And we've talked about developing understanding of seeing as just seeing. And just to clarify that when there's understanding of seeing as that which experiences visible object, it doesn't mean that the thinking will stop or change, does it? So the thinking continues. So there is still the conception of the world, of people and things. even though there's more understanding of seeing as just reality which sees.
Can anyone do anything?
No. Some people have the idea that when they hear about the world of seeing and hearing and so forth, that somehow it's that if that understanding is developed, then one won't continue to think in terms of people and things, so one wouldn't be able to live properly in the
world.
Did
Buddha think?
He did.
We are only thinking, so what is the wrong thinking and what is the right thinking?
Mm-hmm. Akusala thinks wrongly and kusala thinks rightly.
So how we can know what is akusala and kusala?
Before knowing whether that moment is kusala or akusala, is there any understanding that it's not self? Because it arises and falls away in split seconds before it can be known as kusala or akusala, but what it can be known as just a reality. That's why there must be Sotapanna first, and after that Sakadagami and Anagami, and then Arahata. Because they understand better and better after becoming a Sotapanna, to see the danger of attachment to a sensuous object. While a person who is developing understanding to become Sotapanna just learn to understand reality as it is. Lopa or attachment is just a reality. No one. Not trying not to have it. Because that is motivated by the idea of self again. That's why all the four noble truths are very subtle, not just the third one, all of them. Even this moment of being, just being aware of a reality, there can be doubt whether this is the path. Just a moment of being aware. Of sound, of hearing.
Yeah, if with more panya one thinks, maybe thinks less, and if arahant can do still, of course I don't know directly, but I think by developing kusala, any type of kusala, especially panya, which can see the armor of a kusala, there will be more metta and more consideration for people and more trying to help, more dana and more everything for people, and even if there is no, will be less taking people for something that which is not, which is I don't know if that makes sense to me. Yeah. Yeah, just basically developing understanding of dhammas help develops all other type of kusala as well, including metta, including dana, and anything really. Trying and helping, be more helpful with people and with other people. But with less attachment, with less akusala, I think.
So understanding leads to all kinds of kusala.
Do we have to mind too much about whether it's kusala or akusala? Whatever it is at that moment, isn't it enough to know that that is not self? Not enough? Or just wanting to know whether it's kusala or akusala?
I think I can see even more clearly the importance of understanding the reality rather than worrying about kusala akusala. Mm. Because the thinking about kusala akusala very quickly leads to more clinging to the idea of being without kusala.
And one knows that at moment of thinking about kusala and akusala, it's only thinking, not the direct understanding of reality right then.
In all likelihood, thinking of my kusala.
It's akusala.
Pardon? Akusala.
Or
thinking of it as...
Or pondering whether that is kusala or akusala, with how many chetasikas and so forth.
But as you say, even knowing, even if one knew that the present moment is kusala or akusala, that is not the same as what we talk about all the time of developing understanding of realities.
And can there be the understanding of that reality as kusala or akusala, or just a reality? Because it arises and falls away so rapidly.
Yes.
Before one can know that it's not self, there is the idea about whether it is kusala or akusala. So it's not the direct understanding of that which appears.
We seem to attach a lot of importance to knowing whether it's kusala or akusala, mm-hmm. which is perhaps misdirected, because the most important thing is to know about realities as dhammas.
And when panya develops, as much as one can know, is that as soon as there is awareness, that object falls away.
But Ajahn, when you talked about develop all kinds of kusala, if there's no theoretical understanding of what is kusala and what is akusala, then how can it be done?
Seeing is not kusala. Seeing is not akusala, but seeing is seeing. And at moment of akusala arising, it's a reality, not me. Only that can be known from the very beginning, because it arises and falls away, and its characteristic is whether it experiences or not. Not naming that it is citta or cetasika or kusala or akusala. Just like there must be the understanding of realities as different realities before directly experiencing the arising and falling away of any one of it. Even it arises, see? But there's not enough understanding to experience the arising and falling away of that at just a moment. It keeps on changing, but panya, right understanding, is not strong enough to let go and attend to moment when it arises and when it falls away.